single from Diba Ocha, a Nigerian-born singer. The entertainer is currently working on a second album. Only this one will be in Chinese.
They want everything to be sung in Chinese, which I'm working hard to. I have some project at hand that I want to finish up.
Diba Ocha lives in the Chinese city of Guangzhou. According to the musician, Nigerian singers in China, such as Hao Go, have had success because they sing well-known Chinese songs. He says the Chinese dream, often touted as an idea of economic prosperity, whether it be individually or collectively through Chinese channels, has eluded him so far.
Yeah, actually, it's a little bit difficult for me to break through, though I have some fans online, but it's not making the wave. So I think the best thing I have to do is to go back to Africa, where I come from. Probably I can make it. I can get what I'm looking for. But
Diba Ocha is still positive.
Definitely, African can make it a living in China. It depends on the role you are playing here. For those who are doing business, China is a very good place as a business opportunity.
Roberto Castillo is a researcher from Lingyan University who lives in Guangzhou and studies African migrants living in the region. He says he is surprised by the amount of Africans in the city and the way they are able to reach out to the Chinese populations, especially when it comes to languages. Castillo adds that most Africans living in the area are not immigrants, but rather they are moving back and forth between China and Africa.
I call them transnational entrepreneurs, and they're people with money, not a lot of money sometimes, with certain amounts of money that they come and do business. They're not coming to China to look for work or to look for like low-skilled, you know, positions. They're coming and investing here and buying things and moving things back to China, to Africa.
This movement reflects the rapidly expanded economic relationship between Africa and China, which is now the continent's largest trading partner. As Chinese investment in Africa continues to rise, the country is also trying to increase its soft power throughout the continent through cultural exchange. In Senegal, for instance, a Chinese-produced show, dubbed in French as Doudou et ses belles-mères, recently began playing on a channel in the West African country. For singers like Diba Ocha, trends such as this could mark a way into the bigger marketplace. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.